One of my all-time favorite singers is Michael McDonald. And one of the songs he and his group are known for is called Taking It to the Streets. Well, that could be a fitting description of what James says pure, undefiled religion does. It takes it to the streets to care for widows and orphans, because that's where they are. True religion reveals itself in the streets. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. James chapter 1, verse 27. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their afflictions, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. The word used for visit here is where we get the word bishop, which means to oversee. The idea implies a lot more than just a one-time visit or a casual glance at a bad situation. It means to look after and care for. Pastoral ministry is implied in this word, and it applies not just to the pastor, but to all who want to put in action God-honoring worship. This word is also used of God and His oversight and care for His people. And if this is how God is, then His people should reflect this characteristic as well, especially towards widows and orphans. Have you ever noticed that the attitude towards children in the first century didn't seem too pleasant? When Jesus wants to use an object lesson that will just totally floor the disciples, He brings a child and sets that child in His lap, and He tells the disciples, "Unless you become like a child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And then just one chapter later, it says the children were brought to Him that He might lay His hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked the people, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to Me, and don't hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." So needless to say, the mindset concerning children was different than it is in our day. So can you imagine what the climate was like towards orphans? They were left helpless to roam the streets until someone hired them or took them as slaves. And the widow of that day didn't have much of a social standing either. She was the picture of poverty a lot of the time, completely dependent upon others. And God says to look after and to care for these people in their distress and affliction. Don't just talk about it. Don't just say we should be doing these things. Don't think up all the ways of why it might inconvenience you. True religion doesn't even need to pray about this. True religion gets involved and starts caring. Today, please pray for Michael Strong and his family as they take it to the streets in Minnesota. And also, remember the Marwari Life Word broadcast in India and Pakistan.